No longer was it an ice stream, patch, or field. It was an endless, immovable barrier formed by ice mountains fused to each other.
The Ice Bank,
the Canadian told me. For Ned Land, as well as for every navigator before us, I knew that this was the great insurmountable obstacle. When the sun appeared for an instant near noon, Captain Nemo took a reasonably accurate sight that gave our position as longitude 51 degrees 30 minutes and latitude 67 degrees 39 minutes south. This was a position already well along in these Antarctic regions. As for the liquid surface of the sea, there was no longer any semblance of it before our eyes. Before the Nautilus's spur, there lay vast broken plains, a tangle of confused chunks with all the helter-skelter unpredictability typical of a river's surface, a short while before its ice breakup. But in this case, the proportions were gigantic. Here and there stood sharp peaks, lean spires that rose as high as 200 feet. Farther off, a succession of steeply cut cliffs sporting a grayish tint, huge mirrors that reflected the sparse rays of a sun half drowned in mist. Beyond, a stark silence reigned in this desolate natural setting, a silence barely broken by the flapping wings of petrels or puffins. By this point, everything was frozen, even sound.